Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. 30 minutes that are sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to the show today President and CEO Amy Needle of Historic Philadelphia Incorporated. You've been there a long, long time, Amy.
Yes, I have. Thanks for having me.
Do you still enjoy it as much as when you first started?
Yes, we have always have something new going on, and so it makes it very exciting.
I think when we think initially of Historic Philadelphia, we think Betsy Ross House. I think of the Constitution Center down there, but there's more. What do you like to tell people first and foremost?
Well, I guess first and foremost, I'll go back to sort of the transformation of the historic district, which really happened when Ed Rendell was governor and mayor. For a long time, it really was just the Bell and the Hall. I mean, obviously, some other wonderful attractions too, but thanks to Governor Rendell's vision, we have great institutions there like the Visitor Center, the National Constitution Center, like you mentioned, the Museum of the American Revolution, which just opened a couple years ago, the Jewish Museum, the African American Museum. I mean, there's so much to do in the historic district. It's really amazing. And as we say, you can't do it in a day, so you need to come for a weekend. What Historic Philadelphia does is we manage the Betsy Ross House. We manage Franklin Square, which is the park that we renovated now 13 years ago. And we also manage the program called Once Upon a Nation, which is all the storytellers and tours. Again, Governor Rendell, when he was mayor, created the nonprofit Historic Philadelphia because what he really wanted, he grew up, like so many people did, taking a visit to Williamsburg and seeing that the history is incredible, but some of the interpersonal connections that you make, you know, seeing Thomas Jefferson or, you know, watching soldiers do a musket drill or something like that, those are the memories that people will take home. And so that's what he really wanted in our nonprofit, Historic Philadelphia. And so that's a lot of what we do.
Tell me about the benches. I think there are 10, right?
There are 13.
Good. All right.
It's Once Upon a Nation, and there are 13 very large 14-foot semicircle storytelling benches. That was one of the first things that we did, and they're scattered throughout the historic district. You don't have to go in order. One of the most popular ones is at the Independence Visitor Center, so you can start your visit there. And at these benches, you're hearing stories of little-known facts and or little-known people that helped make the revolution possible. And we always say we just don't tell the dead white guy stories. We tell the stories of the women, the children, the African Americans who were enslaved or free that made up the founding of our country because all the stories are so important. And so you can walk around and hear these stories. They're 3 to 5 minutes. They're very engaging. They're told by storytellers that we train through a school called the Benstitute. They learn customer service. They learn their stories. They learn how to bring their stories to life. It's almost like summer theater outside in the historic place. So you're hearing a story about something that happened right there in that space by told by someone who's really interpreting it for you and bringing it to life. And so if you have kids, it's a great way to get them interested in history. If you're a visitor, if you have a little interest in history or none at all, I really think it's something that sparks the interest in kids and adults. We always get, oh, I didn't know that happened here. We work in partnership with the National Park Service. And so that's how we're allowed to be in park property and tell these stories. It's a great partnership because in Independence Hall, for example, you only have so much time on your tour. But what you might not hear is stories at the Independence Hall storytelling bench about how there was a mastodon in Independence Hall at one point, and it was a jail during the occupation. So, I mean, they're just like really fun stories that we tell. And if you collect all, so you go to a bench, you hear a story, a storyteller rings their bell, you sit down at the bench and relax a little bit, and you hear a story. It's kind of like a campfire and, you know, sitting down and hearing a camp story. Once you've heard your story, your storyteller will give you a 13-starred flag, and you can go around to the next bench and collect a flag and collect a star. And once you've collected all the stars, you can take that to Franklin Square, where you can get a free carousel ride on the Parks Liberty Carousel, and a history hero certificate signed by all the storytellers.
Wow. And can you do, I assume they're at these benches, like, let's just say 9 in the morning to a certain time in the afternoon?
It's 11 to 4 every day, and they're free. And so, and you know, you can do it throughout the summer. So you can get like for visitors who want to pop into town and hear a couple, great. Then, you know, keep your flag and keep, you know, it's a wonderful way. We hear a lot that it's a great homeschooling. Homeschool teachers really and parents really like it. We do actually do a whole field trip program based on our storytelling benches. So that's another fun way to experience it through, you know, having your school go and take one of these field trips, which is really great.
Sure.
Yeah.
Were you always a history buff or not really?
I was not always a history buff. But luckily enough, when I started at this position, we worked with not only the Park Service, but we have a historian on staff whose name is Sandy Lloyd, who's fantastic. And she really taught us all the people that are on the staff at Historic Philadelphia, you know, that the real stories are better than anything that anyone could make up, and that these you know, pieces of history are just really amazing. And so it has become it's been fascinating to learn everything. You know, I think when I'm going to date myself, but, you know, when I grew up, there wasn't a lot of, you weren't telling stories, you were really memorizing facts and figures. And really, it is about the people, of course. That's what's so great about these stories, and that's what you hear at our storytelling benches.
You grew up in King of Prussia, then moved to Kansas?
That's right.
I thought only Dorothy went to Kansas. And then came back.
And then came back.
And you worked at the Visitors Bureau, Philadelphia Convention and Visitors Bureau?
Right. I started at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I worked not only for Tom Muldoon, but for Merrill Levitz. And there we really, it was, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, when Philadelphia was really a very different place. And so under Merrill Levitz's leadership, we created tourism events for people to come to, because there weren't the fantastic restaurants that we now have, and there weren't like all the cultural attractions that we have. And so we created festivals that happened in partnership with the team at Penn's Landing, the Jambalaya Jam, the River Blues, Yo Philadelphia, the New Year's Eve events that now are traditions. And so many of those great events were started during that time frame. Again, also under when, you know, Ed Rendell was mayor.
I have to take a commercial break, but when I come back, I want to ask you about how Historic of Philadelphia actually came to be what it is today. We're talking to Amy Needle, president and CEO of Historic Philadelphia. You're listening to Lifestyles.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's Philly Biz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work. As do I.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. 1515. Save big.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. Dee Line, I'm chatting with Amy Needle, who is the president and CEO of Historic Philadelphia Incorporated, but it was once the Philadelphia Heritage Project, correct?
When we started.
Is that how
it
all started?
Yeah, well, actually, so Historic Philadelphia started again under Ed Rendell's watch when he was mayor. It was started around the same time as the opening of the convention center. Again, he really wanted to have life in the historic district. And so really what it started as was Historic Philadelphia running the Betsy Ross House, which was a city-owned property. And he wanted to have more of a museum director and museum collections organization running that house to take care of it properly, and also having the history makers, is what we call them, people dressed in colonial costume walking the streets. That's really how the organization started. But then shortly after the Constitution Center opened, he came to a group of us and said, okay, well, we have all this great high tech now in the district. What we really want is high touch. And so we created the Philadelphia Heritage Project, which was really under the umbrella of Historic Philadelphia. And that's when we created Once Upon a Nation, all the storytelling benches. That's when we started working on the development with the city and Fairmount Park on Franklin Square's renovation. And that's when we created all the tours and special events that we do. That was all under that.
Since you bring up tours, there are walking tours, I assume. Many, many different ones?
Right now, we're actually running two different tours. One is called Independence After Hours, which is a wonderful tour, great for residents and if you have visitors in town, too. It's dinner at City Tavern, and you have a great three-course dinner. And along at City Tavern, you meet someone who tells you that you're in 1776 and is sort of engaging you in conversation about what's going on. And he needs to go and find John Adams because there is a document that's being worked on and he's helping to get it printed. And so you follow him to Independence Hall, which, of course, at that time was called the State House. And you go inside, after you eat your great meal, you go inside to Independence Hall with him, and the night watch sort of tours you around, and then all of a sudden you hear something. And it's Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, and they are debating about who's going to write the Declaration of Independence. And it is so goosebumpy for all the times that I've seen it. It's still like, oh my gosh, we're standing here and these people are here. And then all of a sudden from the shadows, Ben Franklin, who's been sleeping, walks over and they get into a debate. And Thomas Jefferson reads the Declaration of Independence for all of us. And it's really special. It's a really special tour. And again, that one can only be done in partnership with the Park Service. But it's pretty amazing to be inside Independence Hall at night with these actors who were portraying the founding fathers. And, you know, you can only have that experience in Philadelphia.
Where is City Tavern? I know I should know this.
City Tavern is on 3rd and Chestnut Streets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because when I went to the website, that's historicphiladelphia.org, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Is that on there, that tour?
Yes, it's called Independence After Hours. You just have to check it out.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You can book your tickets right there on the website. The other tour that we do is actually, we do it for groups, but then in the during the winter holidays, we will have it up for all the public. It's called the Tipplers Tour, and it's a drinking tavern tour where you learn about the history of drinking, which was very important back then because no one was drinking water. Everybody was drinking ale or tea or cider or not tea, I should say, chocolate or mostly the hard stuff. And so this tour takes you, again, we do it for the winter holidays, to four different watering holes in the historic district, and you learn about the history of drinking. You do toasts. You sing songs. It's a lot of fun.
Wow.
It's a great tour, especially during the holidays, to, you know, if you have family in town and you want to get them out of the house and you want to go and do something together. It's a really fun one to do.
Wow. And special events, like certain birthdays of the, you know, this bicentennial, centennial, whatever the next one is coming. Do you have to plan long in advance for those kinds of things?
Yeah, I mean, plans are really already on the way for not only, 2026,
right.
But 2020 next year is a big celebration of the women's right to vote. And so a lot of organizations are sort of teaming together to talk about that. And then obviously, you know, we just finished our big one, July 4th. But yeah, there's always some planning in the works, and you know, a lot of the organizations that I mentioned, we all team up together when there's a big event that's coming into town. It's a very wonderful working relationship that we have, not only with the Park Service, but all the different partners in the Historic District, the Constitution Center, and the Visitor Center.
Sit tight. I have to take another commercial break, but we are talking to Amy Needle, President and CEO of Historic Philadelphia Incorporated, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner. Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Hello, my name is Sarah Walker, associate producer of this show. I'd like to read a message from one of our sponsors, Dr. Rick Wilson. It follows, quote, "Our dental practice is Richard Wilson, DMD, PC, Dental Arts and Sciences. We built upon more than 75 years of a dental practice that is unique, remarkable, and caring. Iconic Philadelphia dental educator Dr. Morton Amsterdam asserted, quote, "There may be many ways to treat a case, but there is only one correct diagnosis. We live this credo each and every day. We will always start with the correct diagnosis and fully explain it to our patients. We can be reached at 215-765-5281 and online at smilephiladelphian.com. That is smilephiladelphian.com.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes@AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES@AOL.com. Adcom Times.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. D-Line, I'm talking to Amy Needle, who is the president and CEO of Historic Philadelphia. One thing I didn't bring up was Valley Forge, because that's tied into this, though you can't walk from Philly to there. But how do you send people, like, really go look at Valley Forge Park?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously Valley Forge is a very important part of our history.
Right.
And we started programming in Valley Forge shortly after we started Once Upon a Nation. There was a great superintendent of Independence who became the regional director of the National Park Service and then the director of the Park Service. And she said, let's do something in Valley Forge. So off we went. And so right now we have three storytelling benches in Valley Forge. Same experience. You go and you hear great stories. The thing that's really special about Valley Forge is, you know, it's a gorgeous park.
It is.
Of our national parks. And you can walk by history that's right there and never know, because, you know, it's so green and beautiful and you're looking at the deer or the whatever you're, you know. And so our storytelling benches are placed in places where you might not know history actually happened there. And so the storytellers are able to tell you stories about, again, information that happened right there, and it's really fun. The other great thing that we do in Valley Forge, and this is supported by the Valley Forge National Historic Park and the Valley Forge CVB, is we do a kids tour out there on Saturdays twice each day that's free. And it is, it's called Secrets and Spies. And it's the premise, you know, all of our tours have sort of a premise because, again, going back to sort of Ed Rendell's vision, he really wanted people to be transported. And so the story behind this tour is that Washington is someone is trying to kidnap General George Washington, and there are spies at foot, and you are trying to figure out who the spies are and who are the good guys and who are the not the good guys. And you, along the course of the tour, you learn spy techniques.
Oh, wow.
And it's really fun. And you know, if you have kids who are probably in the age, I would say, between, you know, 6 and 8 or 10, and, you know, it's very active. Again, just another great way to sort of learn about history by making it fun and engaging. And, you know, I think the kids really love it.
I'm going to give the website one more time, historicphiladelphia.org.
Right, exactly.
And you can navigate actually very easily there of the things that you offer. Is there anything on social media that, like, is Historic Philadelphia on Facebook?
Historic Philly is on Facebook and Instagram as well, yeah.
Nice. And is there any special events coming up that you wanted to promote?
Well, over at Franklin Square, we have a lot of events happening. We are very excited that after several years in the making, we are debuting a new fountain show. Franklin Square is one of William Penn's original five squares, and he, you know, he created the streets on the grid system, but thought it was important to always have green space. And you know, how important is that now?
Right.
I mean, how brilliant was he? And so, but Franklin Square sort of has a, you know, interesting past. I mean, it was a variety of things over the years, from a cattle pasture to a military marching ground to a burial ground. And then for years, it sat really isolated by the building of the highways and the Benjamin Franklin Bridge. And for a long time, there was a homeless population that lived there. When people, you know, who were a little bit older say, oh, when I grew up, you couldn't go to Franklin Square. It wasn't a safe place. And so 13 years ago, as again a part of the Heritage Project, and with the help from, you know, many funders and supporters, Historic Philadelphia and working with the city, renovated the square.
Yeah, cleaned it up.
And made it a place where people could go, and fixed the historic fountain, which is 180 years old, and created all new walkways and pathways, and added things like the Philly Mini Golf Course and the Parks Liberty Carousel. And we have a food concessionaire mm-hmm. there that called Square Burger. And so this July 31st, we're celebrating Franklin Square's 13th birthday, 13 years since the renovation. And we're really excited because we will be debuting this fountain show,
nice.
Which will be a very intimate experience for you to have while you're visiting Franklin Square. It'll happen in the daytime from 12 to 2 on the half hour. You'll see the fountain come to life and it'll dance to a song. And then in the evenings from 6 until 11 when we close, it'll also be on the half hour. And we'll have, for this inaugural launch, we'll have 6 different songs that will play throughout the evening and day on the half hour. And
oh, wow.
In the evening, you know, we'll have colored lights that will and the fountain, and we'll dance to music. And we're really excited about that.
Amy, thank you so much for coming in. And again, people should go to historicphiladelphia.org. Amy Needle has been our guest president and CEO of Historic Philadelphia. I remind you that today's show was sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I am Dee Lynam. Have a great day.